You're listening to SBS News. Jessica Whelan appeared at an agricultural event in Tasmania with Scott Morrison, but refused to answer any questions about the offensive posts. She denies she's the author, claiming her Facebook account had been hacked. Scott Morrison says the Australian Federal Police has been asked to investigate.
The imagery that we have found that has been presented to us appears to have been doctored. And so what Jessica has done, this matter has been referred to the Australian Federal Police. And so that is a matter that will be, it is being referred, I should say, to the Australian Federal Police. And this is a matter that will be subject to an investigation.
All those posts
we're
are
referring
fake.
This has all been referred to the Federal Police.
Deputy Labor Leader Tanya Plibersek says Jessica Whelan must be disendorsed.
What really confuses me is you've got a Prime Minister who is prepared to take action when it's the candidate for Isaacs, but not prepared to take action on the candidate for Lyons. Racism is racism is racism, and when you've got two candidates saying very similar things, I think it's absolutely vital that the Prime Minister shows some leadership and makes sure that the candidate for Lyons is disendorsed as the candidate for Isaacs was disendorsed.
Tasmania's Labor opposition leader Rebecca White told the State Parliament Jessica Whelan made an offensive post on her Facebook page when responding to a 2017 post about public hospital waiting lists. And Tasmanian Labor's deputy leader Michelle O'Byrne says Ms Whelan also made an offensive comment in response to a Facebook video. There's also a leaked screenshot of what appears to be a Facebook post about One Nation, where someone named Jessica Whelan posted, "Register in Tasmania so I can be a candidate." Meanwhile, in Sydney, police are investigating the defacing of Tony Abbott's election posters in the seat of Warringah. Caricatured heads of Mr Abbott with expletives written across the forehead have been found, and other posters had Pell written on them, a reference to convicted pedophile priest George Pell, a man Mr Abbott has supported in the past. High-profile independent opponent Zali Steggall says she and her supporters were not responsible. Mr Abbott says, despite the slurs, the campaign is not about him, but the country.
Well, it's not about me. It's about the contest, which is, yes, a local contest, but it's going to have enormous ramifications for our country. We know the election is tight, and what that means is that the result here in Warringah could critically impact the result in Canberra. A protest vote in Warringah could produce a Labor government in Canberra. The only way to get a good government in Canberra is to vote for the Liberal candidate here in Warringah.
A Labor candidate in the marginal New South Wales seat of Gilmore, Fiona Phillips, is refusing to apologise to Indigenous Liberal candidate Warren Mundine for saying he was a phony who needs to go back to where he came from. She says the comments were referencing the fact that Mr Mundine is not considered to be a genuinely local candidate because he moved to the electorate from Sydney's North Shore. Gilmore is located in the Shoalhaven and southern Illawarra regions, taking in places on the south coast such as Batemans Bay, Kiama and Ulladulla. Local Liberal Party branch members had chosen Grant Schultz, but the New South Wales State Executive overruled them in favour of Mr Mundine. When he was announced as a candidate in January, he wasn't even a member of the Liberal Party. The Labor Party says newly released modelling on the cost of its climate change policies is propaganda. Economist Dr Brian Fisher has estimated Labor's carbon reduction targets could wipe up to $542 billion from Australia's economy. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has dismissed the report.
This fellow and his report remind me of the doctors that the big tobacco companies used to roll out in the 70s and 80s to say that smoking was healthy for you. We will file this report under P for propaganda.
The Climate Council has also expressed its doubts about Dr. Fisher's modelling. It says he has a history of working closely with the fossil fuel industry. Labor's climate change spokesman Mark Butler was scathing.
This is a complete crock of rubbish, this modelling, by a fellow who has spent 20 years building a career fighting every single climate policy, including indeed the climate policy proposed by John Howard. John Howard was too much of a pinko lefty for this fellow Brian Fisher. We're seeing assumption after assumption completely discredited in this modelling. For example, his costs of carbon abatement are 2,000% higher higher than the costs Scott Morrison's own government is paying now. The costs of energy storage are 400% higher than the cost Snowy Hydro has achieved in a very big tender very recently, costs which everyone in the industry says are going to come down in the future.
The Labor Party is yet to release its policy costings and won't provide a figure on the cost of its climate change initiatives. With Dr. Fisher's independence being called into question and other economists providing vastly different assessments to his, a journalist put this question to Scott Morrison.
Just on the cost of this, and you're calling Labor's target reckless, we've seen so much modelling. One model says it's going to cost up to $500 billion. Another model says it's going to cost nothing. Is it right to rely so much on modelling, which has so much, you know, such a vast difference in it? And given that, is it right to call their target reckless?
Well, without going to modelling, 1.3 billion tonnes of emissions reduction versus 328 million tonnes of emissions reduction. That's the difference between the two targets, okay? One is going to cost the economy a lot more than the other, clearly.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.